And the beauty of the way the inquiry was conducted, using people on the ground who were working with rural, urban, peri-urban and farming communities, is that you could not deny the reality of what was being communicated, because there were narratives of the people who were on the receiving end of this poverty. But there were also narratives of hope from so many people who were able to take whatever little opportunities there were to make things better. And so I believe that what ended up being the published study in Uprooting Poverty came out of a process which itself was empowering, enabling, and gave voice to many, many people who were working quietly in little corners of South Africa without being noticed.